So I'll be talking about the sharing economy, interaction, and the relation between radio and music as competitors. So today, interaction established between media, sources of media, and consumers has developed a different context in media marketplace. Media, and concerning radio in particular, have expanded their current portfolio of services and revenue streams. Instead of honing content, media today and radio, of course, must own the platform of interaction, becoming a sort of content retailer. And this content retailer is where people, content owners, content producers, service providers, and networks get together as a result of convergence empowering consumers by dissolving some old barriers to content creation. This has transformed radio concept, business and communication model by seeking to control consumption trends around customized, interactive, searchable, scheduling, and social tools. This two-way, symmetrical consumption model is represented by a multidimensional audience willing to have time-shifted, place-shifted, and device-shifted content provided by dynamic web services that allow to have real-time, on-demand content combining different possibilities in relation to consumption desires. This audience is using social networks and social media as a tool to comment, create, transform, co-create and share, a community level of experience managed by engaging hyperlinked media. People and content are in the center of conversation, using media as part of the process, since Web 2.0 tools have allowed them to search, configure, remix and share. It's a circular model of sharing that the emergence of converged devices also boosted and has surpassed old linear and vertical distribution models. Well, knowledge of consumer activity is fundamental for media activity as well as knowledge of media brand appeal for those experiencing interactive services, social networking, blogging, viral marketing, and emergent lifestyle media. For radio, choices made concerning search and selection of audio content, exchange and sharing behaviors are key issues to understand today's needs, most valuable assets and different niches within radio listeners. We can find different consumption approaches to radio and interactive media, since radio stations enabled audiences to choose their level of interactivity with content and sharing experience in social context. We can find people experiencing media from total passivity, for instance, those solely listening to FM broadcasting in analog devices such as the outdoor radio, to a different behavior called the full immersion that creates new challenges for radio broadcastings concerning development of converged content for converged devices in a sharing environment that lets radio stations as part of this coping with audiences rather than having exclusive ownership and creating specific content instead of repackaging content for multiple platforms in result of a more sophisticated consumption behavior that values content over media. Be aware of it. Today, media marketplace is a conversation, an interconnection from people to people in a new economy designed to be a trust and sharing economy. This trust and sharing economy has multi-platform strategies to be in all available platforms and to take part in all possible conversations. Radio today equals a combination of broadcasting and streaming in parallel to web-only music channels provided by terrestrial FM broadcasting, combining the available online player to listen to stream broadcasts with multimedia available in web-only radios, the web radios created by FM broadcasters, and web-only music channels, some of them also from terrestrial FM broadcasters, for a listener that combines broadcasting reception with online streams, a social network profile, and a social media usage. It's a mess, I know. As the number of internet users grows, user-generated content gets more popular. professional and amateur content producers interact among media-generated content and brand-generated content. Another mess. This enrichment of radio produces new narrative strategies that contribute to the development of radio as something much more than just playing music listeners want. So, by giving them additional features, radio will be relevant to them, and that's what's important. By talking with listeners about things that matters to them and finding ways for them to include the radio station in their conversations, radio will surpass the generic hit machine that are a dozen online and also take part of the business model equation, enlarging radio opportunities in online, competing and thriving content alternatives, while most important changes are occurring in platforms, content, listeners, competitors and branding, if we think of brands in radio and radio as a brand. So, old listeners are also becoming e-listeners. Radio also have new competitors, represented not only by new devices, but also by content tools and platforms like online news, online content, and most of all, free content, digital TV and digital radio, social media, as well as other kinds of things that I will call by their names, like Spotify, Pandora, Last.fm, and many others, iPod, iPhone, iPad, or even Facebook and Twitter. So be aware that we are not talking about services or content. We are talking about brands. Today, radio no longer have just listeners, but online listeners and what I call e-listeners. That is, FM listeners that are also online listeners, depending on their context of listening or participation. Web 2.0 context has contributed to take power away from radio as a taste maker towards consumers' ability to select, hoard and arrange their media consumption and music experience, while we watch a mutation of listener in direction to a relation between the one who listens to radio and is also a web user of radio websites that independently of being experienced with technology is able to use available social tools. In short, radio has to add value, be useful, create feelings, please do create good feelings, relate with people's experiences, provide them experiences, and let people deliver the radio message. In short, these different approaches represent a challenging social phenomenon, the blurring of producer and consumer profiles by digitally enabled relations and creative work becoming a commodity, although for most people with no recognition for its intrinsic value, if we consider, for instance, high level of piracy in different business areas and cultural goods, the most particularly in music, even if is becoming also an available commodity in many different platforms and concepts, consolidating as a radio competitor since online music services' ubiquity, variety, availability and community sense can replace radio as a music source provider. Radio stations then are strengthening community sense around their brand, producing relevant content and engaging people in social networks. My doubt is very clear. Will it be enough?